Thank you for joining us for another power-packed message from the Expressionals headquarters, Mokola Ibadan. We bring people into membership in God's family, mature them in Christ's likeness, equip them for ministry, and send them out for missions to the world in order to magnify God's name. We hope that this message is a blessing to you as you advance your life and discover purpose. Connect with us on all our social media platforms at the XPHNG, or join us on site at Mokola Ibadan for fellowship and message.
Praise God. How to be led by the Spirit of God. This is one topic that we should revisit again and again and again and again and again. It will bless our lives as we walk with the Lord, as young believers. It will make a difference and make our Christian experience enjoyable. If people knew the treasure loaded in this series, this topic, I'm telling you, this building will be packed tonight, and there will be no room for people. But you see, a lot of people are looking for miracles. They're not looking for growth. They don't want to grow in the things of the Spirit. And that's the sad state of the Nigerian Christianity today. People are going everywhere for prayers. What are they looking for? Miracles. They want the miracles of God, but they don't want the God of the miracles. And God doesn't mind giving us things, but God doesn't want a situation where things will have your heart. He wants your heart. He wants my heart. God wants to be the treasure that we hold dear, so that we can, like Paul the Apostle said, I count every other thing as dung for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, so that Christ can be our treasure. So when you talk, you are talking Christ. When you rejoice, people can look at you and say, ah, you're so full of joy because of Christ. And they can see that Christ in you. Some of them can even look at your outward circumstances and say, ah, but your business is really not where it is supposed to be. My business is doing better than yours, but you have more peace than me. You have joy. I have more money, but I don't have what you have. And I can tell you, if I can trade what you have for what I have, I'll do it. Because I want what you have. That's Christ in us. According to Colossians 1:27, the hope of glory. That's our treasure. And so being led by the Spirit of God is a privilege. It's a privilege for every child of God. Being led by the Spirit of God is a privilege that every child of God should embrace, that you are led by the Spirit of God. And I said last week, you can be led because you're a child of God. You can be led by your Father. It's an opportunity, and you should grab it, and you should desire it, because a time is coming in each of our lives when we would need to make decisions, when we would need to make choices. Okay, I have these two job offers, or even three job offers, and they all look good, but you have to take one out of the three. Now, you don't begin to roll dice. You're a child of the Most High God. You can't begin to guess. Monini, 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 monini. You can't do that. This is your destiny we are talking about. You can't gamble with your life. Unbelievers can do that. You cannot. And can I tell you, you cannot, and it is not acceptable spiritually before God that you now go to the prophet on the mountain to tell you, you have been given three job offers, which one should you take? Not only prophet on the mountain, don't even go to your pastor to ask that. In the New Testament, that will not make the Lord Jesus happy. That would pass for the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. Under the Old Covenant, people went to the prophet. In fact, before 1 Samuel chapter 10, prophets were known or called seers. They were able to see into the realm of the spirit. So they called them seers. It was later they changed the name to prophet. Under the old covenant, all of that could fly, but not in the new. Because the same Holy Spirit in the prophet, all right, is in you now. So why would you go to him? Jesus has come to hand us a better covenant, the covenant ratified by his own blood. So he has made provision. One of the provisions is for you to be led by the Spirit of God. So if you're not taking advantage of that and you're still seeking some prophet somewhere, like Pentecostal people do, when they come to our kind of church, they expect that after some worship and hot prayer, the man of God should shake his head, shake his body, and say, and then call out somebody's name. There's somebody here. Okay. And then he sees a prophecy and then gives you a prophecy. And from one person to another, I'm not saying that the Holy Ghost cannot move in a church and give a pastor or somebody in the choir or anybody in the church that is open to the leading of the Spirit, what is called, there are 9 gifts of the Spirit. 3 of them say something, 3 of them do something, 3 of them reveal something. There is the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirit. There is the gift of special faith, there's the working of miracles, and then the gifts of healings. Then you have the other 3 gifts where we have diverse, we have the gift of prophecy. Now, these are the gifts that reveal something. The gift of prophecy, no, sorry, they say something. The gift of prophecy, diverse kind of tongues, and then interpretation of tongues. 3 gifts. The 3 of them say something. But you see, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, descending of spirit, they reveal something. And then the gift of special faith, the working of miracles, and gifts of healings, they do something. Now, the 3 of them that say something, right? That's prophecy, interpretation of tongues, and diverse kind of tongues, then followed by interpretation of tongues. The way Paul the Apostle arranged them by the Holy Ghost, that's according to their importance. Of the 3 of them that say something, the gift of prophecy is the most important in that hierarchy. That's why it's, first of all, the gift of prophecy, and then followed by diverse kind of tongues, and then the least there is the interpretation of tongues. They always say something. There are 3 of them that reveal something. Number 1 of them is the word of wisdom. What does it reveal? It reveals the mind of God concerning a particular issue. Wisdom is always the way out of any trouble. There is no trouble a child of God gets into. There is no crisis, listen to me, a child of God gets into that there is no solution in the Holy Ghost. Our solutions are not on Google. They are not out there. They are not in Siri. They are not on AI. The solution to every challenge, every crisis that a child of God gets into is in you. If the Holy Ghost is in you. Can I have an amen? And that's why I'm going to encourage you tonight, amongst other things, to learn to pray. Pray, pray, pray a lot in the Holy Ghost. Don't just pray in the Holy Ghost. Learn to listen after you have prayed. So the word of wisdom is a thus saith the Lord kind of word. It reveals the mind of God concerning a situation, especially God's plan to get you out of that situation. So it is not only coming from the past or connected to the present, it shows the way into the future. The word of wisdom. The word of wisdom is different from word of knowledge. Word of knowledge is usually connected to the past. And it can operate in a service in anyone that is open to the Holy Ghost and anyone in whom the Holy Ghost will choose to operate that gift. It can come, sometimes it sounds like a prophecy. But it really is not a prophecy. It is word of knowledge. You could even be praying with someone and then you operate in word of knowledge. I'll give you an example of word of wisdom before I go to word of knowledge. I was in the U.S. 2015. I was praying with a woman, a Jamaican woman, Jamaican-American woman. We just became friends. We were attending the pastor's conference in Florida. So on our way back to the hotel, we got down at the same bus stop. I saw she was smiling at me on the bus. I thought she was a Yoruba woman. I thought she was Nigerian. She looked pretty much Yoruba. And in fact, the name in my head for her was Itunoluwa. When I look at people, I already have an idea of their kind of name. That's why sometimes I can call you a name that your parents didn't give you. In my head, that's your name. Praise God. So we got that. And then, long story short, I was going to buy pizza. And then, we had to pray. We ate and then we had to pray. And what led to the prayer? I think, just my habit. Oh, you're my sister now. I'm your brother. I'm from Nigeria. My name is so-and-so. That's your name. Okay, you are so-and-so. How's your family? Blah, blah, blah. Let's say a word of prayer before we depart. That was it. Let's say a word of prayer. So we began to pray in the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you for this pastor's conference. I think it was the last night. No, the penultimate night. We're going to have one more. And I think at some point, we joined hands. And out of my belly. That night I thought, Lord, did I get myself into trouble? Out of my belly. And then through my mouth came these words. And your daughter is coming back home. Your daughter is coming back home. She never told me anything about her daughter. I never asked about her daughter. We just talked about family generally, very briefly, 1 minute. Oh, you live in Nigeria? Yes, I live in Nigeria. Oh, is this your first time in the U.S.? No, it's not my first time, but it's my first time in this part of the U.S. in Florida, and it's a very beautiful place. And, oh, my sister, let's say a word of prayer. We had just finished eating chicken wings, and buffalo wings, and she paid for the meal. So I was just appreciating that the fact that she paid for the meal. And so we were praying, and out of my spirit man came those words, your daughter is coming home, your daughter is coming back home. The moment I said that twice, all, I wouldn't say hell, was let loose. All H-E double hockey sticks. The woman was all over the room crying. I mean, no, she wasn't crying, she was wailing. Out loud. And in my head, what did we carry? What did we throw? Killer bay, killer Jew. I mean, this was a serious display. And I was saying, Lord, have mercy on me. Let no one accuse me of rape in America. What did I say? Why was she reacting that way? And she was crying, and she was sobbing, and she was wailing. And in one moment, the entire face was messed up, makeup gone. So I rushed to we're praying in my room, so I rushed to my bathroom, got tissue, got everything out. And I stopped the prayer, of course. Who would continue to pray that kind of prayer? Because I didn't know what the issue was. So I had to give her time to sulk, and then to come down. Oh. So when she cleaned up, I said, my sister, what's the problem? And she said, you know what? I have an only daughter, an only child. My daughter was molested sexually by her father's friends and by one of her uncles, father's younger brother. Right from the age 9, 10, 11, thereabout. So she grew hating men. That men are just H-E double hockey sticks. And she chose the gay lifestyle. And before 18, she left home. They were living in New York. She traveled down south all the way to Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah, where she would be able to practice that lifestyle. And she wasn't in touch with home. So it was a pain in her heart. I mean, an only child. This lady, when I met her, she's still my friend till today. She was already over 50. So which other child is she going to have again? That was the only child, and it turned so bad. And her husband was not even a believer. So she was the only one fighting this battle for many years and praying to God to restore the relationship, to bring the girl back home. I didn't know any of this story. God is my eternal witness. If I knew that and those words were coming, maybe I'll probably just zip up. I didn't know, and God knew I didn't know. Those words came out of my belly. What of wisdom? Your daughter is coming home. Your daughter is coming home. So she told me the story, and then I said, well, my sister, no need to pray again. The Lord has spoken. You know, as much as I do, you and I just met today for the very first time. We didn't even meet in the conference. We met on the bus. There was no way anyone could have told me your story. And so we give thanks to God. And she also received the word for me, and praise God, we ended the night that way. So the following day, we met again at the conference, and then we came back together, and then we continued the fellowship and started talking. Then we met other friends at the conference, Nigerians and other people. She loved to just meet Nigerians. Like, Nigerians are great people. Yeah, we are very great, wonderful people. And I tell you, Nigerians are not corrupt people. There are only a few bad eggs that are giving Nigeria a bad name. Nigerians are naturally compassionate people. We're good people. My mother would tell me the story of how they used to travel from Ondo State all the way to Maiduguri, Borno State. No armed robbers on the way. If your car broke down or your bus broke down somewhere in Jos, people of Jos will come out to help you. They would provide food for you for the night. They will give you a shelter. People that didn't know you from Adams. I have slept in the room of an Okada man before in Ijebu. I was coming from Port Harcourt and I got to Ijebu in the midnight, and there was no way to travel to Ibadan because there were no vehicles coming to Ibadan. And there was no place to stay. I wanted to stay in a hotel many, many years ago. I was coming from administration. And they said I didn't have a student ID card. Because I didn't have a student ID card, there was no room for me in the hotel. That was the rule in Ogun State at the time, because a lot of cultists were doing a lot of stuff. And the Okada man took me to his house and told the wife, get out from the bed. I have a visitor. He has to sleep. I said, no, you don't chase your wife away because of me. Let me sleep on the floor. The guy said, no. The Lord bless his soul. I don't have his number. Those were really not days of GSM. But his name is Kunle, California. The Lord bless him. I stayed the night. Nothing happened to me. They didn't use me for rituals. Today, how many of us would do that? If you call me, I'll say, don't even try it. But Nigerians are not bad people. Anyway, so we got to meet other Nigerians and all of that. And then we continued our fellowship. That was 2015. By the year 2017, the girl had come back home. Got on the bus all by herself, traveled all the way back to New York, reconnected with her mother. All of this time, I was still in touch with the lady. We're still in touch. She was running a business. The lady joined the mom, and they started running the business together. Till today, they co-own the business. And they've been on radio, people interviewing them across America, mother and daughter running a business together. That she came back home was a miracle. But the Lord said it, and the Lord followed it up. Word of wisdom. There was no way in the world I could have known what was on the mind of God except the Holy Spirit revealed the mind of God to me. So word of wisdom is the Holy Spirit revealing what's on the mind of God to you. Now go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and go to verse 9. Glory be to God. And I want God to use us in this dimension. Can I have an amen? And beyond. So you don't need those prophets, white garment prophets on the mountain collecting money from people and making a merchandise of God's people. You need no prophet to tell you anything that God is about to do in your life. You already have it, more than enough leading. You have the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. All you need to do is sit down, pray in the Holy Ghost, and get answers out of your spirit. Get direction out of your spirit. God will not lead you from outside. He will lead you from inside. Can I have an amen? 2 Corinthians 2, verse 9. But as it is written, now you need to make the timer work so that I can time myself. I can work with that. As it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of men. Now, the heart there is not the one pumping blood. It's talking about the spirit of man. It has not entered the spirit of man. The things, somebody say the things, which God has prepared for them that love him. Verse 10. But God has revealed them unto us through our super powerful brains. How? Not through our brains. God doesn't reveal things to you through your brain or through your soul. Tonight we'll talk about the difference between the spirit and the soul. He reveals everything he reveals to you by his spirit to your spirit. The earlier you know you are a spirit, the better for you. You are not ordinary, you are a spirit. You are not flesh and blood. You are a spirit. And this will help you in making a choice of a life partner. You are a spirit, you want to marry another spirit. You had better not join yourself to a strange spirit. God has revealed them to us how? By his spirit. For the Holy Spirit, you see that spirit is capital letter S. And I hope you sit down to listen to this. For the spirit searcheth or searches all things. Yea, the deep things of God. The Holy Spirit searches all things. Have you seen a scan before? Sometimes you are browsing and you click on a button and the button begins to scan through. And it scans through documents and it's giving you percentage, 12%, 13%, 17%, 25%. And it's scanning and scanning 99%, 100%, and it scans everything. And then gives you a result. That's how the Holy Ghost works. He searches all things, including all the thoughts of the hearts of people towards you. He searches all things. He searches all things. Yea, the deep things of God. You don't know the deep things of God by your brain, but the Holy Spirit searches the deep things of God, and he can reveal the deep things of God to you. He can reveal God's plan, God's blueprint for your life to you. So you don't live your life based on what someone else is telling you. You don't live your life based on how someone else is living their life. No, no. You can learn things from people, but God has an original, unique plan for your life. And when you follow that plan, you are going to be made. Can I have an amen? The Lord Jesus said to Papa Kenneth E. Hagin, I'm going to lead you like I lead every other person in the body of Christ. I will not appear to you physically anymore after this time. I don't know how many times he had appeared to him, maybe about 12 times, I don't know, or three times, I can't remember that right now. But I remember that the last visit, the Lord Jesus said to him, I will lead you by the inward witness. And if you follow the inward witness by whom I lead other believers in the world, I will make you rich. If people knew tonight that this topic can make them rich, they'll be here. But we didn't title it, How to Be Rich. God will lead you to success. God can never, he never does it. It's not in his character to lead you to failure. No, it's not in his character. Have you ever read in your Bible, and he followed the Lord with all his heart, and his life ended in chaos? Have you ever read that in the Bible? Oh, he followed the Lord and served him with all his heart, and he ended up an accident. He ended up a failure. No! Read the story of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Bible would tell you something like, and when he had become an old man, full of days, and God had blessed him in all things, then he gave up the ghost. Abraham had 175. Isaac had 180. Jacob had 147. Check their latter ends. Their latter ends were greatly blessed beyond their beginning. That's God's modus operandi. God's modus operandi is Proverbs 4:18. Proverbs 4:18, the path of the just, the path of those who have been justified by the blood of Jesus is as a shining light. And how does it shine? It shines more and more. It gets better and better until the perfect day. So there is no provision for a better yesterday in the life of a child of God. But listen, that's a child of God who is listening to the voice of the Spirit, who is following the leading of the Spirit. He's going to get better. Doesn't matter what it looks like in the world, the economy of the country, no matter what the economy of the country you're living in is saying, this is kingdom life. God is not hampered by what is going on in your family or what's going on in your economy. Or you think God is bound by Nigerian economy? Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply. How many of your needs? All of them. According to the economy of your country. If provided USD and Naira become equivalent. No. If they like, let them take $1 to 1 million Naira. Guess what? A lot of people will suffer. But guess what? A lot. Who do know their God? They will not be able to explain how they will survive. But they will survive. Not only survive, they will thrive. It's the covenant. And I'm teaching that on Sunday. Amen? It's the covenant. So back here. Now, for what man knows the things of a man, save. Now, you see that save is not salvation. It's accept. This is old English. Save, that is accept the spirit of man, which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. No man knows what's on the mind of God. So you cannot operate word of wisdom unless the Holy Spirit gives you an insight into what's on the mind of God. He puts it in your spirit. Now you receive it in your spirit. You process it out of your soul, your mind. You say it out. It came right out of here. Not from here. Here. Your daughter is coming back home. Your daughter is coming back home. What if she didn't have a daughter? I would have been a false prophet. That's how you know false prophets. A lady was talking to me. She's got 3 kids. Matter of fact, her younger sister's kids are living with her, making about 5 of them. And she was in Akpete. She was just hanging out with some of her friends in the neighborhood. They were just all sitting down talking about Nigeria. And a commercial prophet came out of nowhere and pointed at her. Enila ti se ipese, ipese, ipese. Ke ba le romo bi, ke ba le romo bi. Alaafia fun o. Her house was full already. Now you are telling her to make a sacrifice so that she could give birth because she looks like a young lady who has never given birth. Live in broad daylight. The other people that were there said, the moment they started laughing, the man ran off, ran into his car, drove off. He even had a car. I said, he got that car by scam. I know of another woman that was told, you need to fight barrenness. You need to fight barrenness. Oh, fight barrenness after 4 children. I know a lady that was in this church who is now outside Nigeria who came to my office to tell me of a false prophet in Ibadan who said, they call him senior prophet. He said to her, I see the spirit of lesbianism. This lady doesn't even have female friends. She was a member of our church. Our friends in this church are Ebenezer and Paul. And a couple of guys who have graduated to the other church. Her auntie in the U.S. that compelled her to go to that church was watching because they were streaming the service live. And she was putting her hands on her head. I misled this girl. Because the man insisted, I see the spirit of lesbianism. And she said, no, I don't even have any inclination to lesbianism. I don't even have female friends. I'm sorry. I'm not a lesbian. The man said, that's what I see. The lady said, I'm sorry, you might have seen error. But I'm straight. And he walked out angrily. And his media team, they put the camera on her. And some other guys came and they were trying to strangle her. And yeah, they pinned her to the wall. They treated her like a criminal. The prophet said he saw lesbianism. Whatever our prophet sees is right. His church is not far from here. When they were going to kill her and life was ebbing away from her, she said she agreed. Yeah, right from my childhood. You know the way people confess? That spirit came when I was a child, because they had held her by the jugular and she was finding it hard to breathe. Let the people breathe. So when they let go, she stormed out of the place angrily. The media team said, you need to wait for interviews. Which interview? I will break your camera. She got out of the place, and Usher said, "Auntie, you know, you have not, because the point is, they will now line you up, and then they will interview you, and you have to say that it was, you had that spirit, and then the man of God saw it, and then he cast it out through his prayer, and they will ask you, did he collect money?" You say, "No, he didn't collect money. Jesus is free." Now, don't manipulate people in the name of Christ. You see, these things are repulsive to Jesus Christ, the head of the church. That's why it is not every place that is called church that God is. Jesus is not there. We have enough leading from the word of God if we are not going to be lazy. If each of us will sit down with God's word, let me tell you, and you can pray in the Holy Ghost, and you can meditate on the word of God, no force in this world will be able to defeat you. I have found treasures upon treasures in this word. Maybe I'll come back there if time permits me. But let me quickly get this done. Now, there is no man that knows the things of a man except the spirit of that man in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man. No man knows the things of God but the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. What for? That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Amen. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, because there's the wisdom of man. That's not what we are talking about. It's not motivation here. But that which the Holy Ghost teaches. The Holy Ghost is a teacher. He can teach you God's word. He can teach you the things of God. He can teach you the mind of God. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. The lady's name is Jasmine. We call her Jazz for short. Jasmine is back home to the glory of God. And they are doing well now. The story I was telling you earlier. Your daughter is coming back home. They are doing well as a family. She came back home. It wasn't my prophecy that brought her home. It wasn't my word of wisdom. But the Lord used me in that instance to encourage her, to let her know he had plans to bring her back home. To let her know your prayers have not gone in vain. I have heard you. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, the extreme is that as a Nigerian, you can now become cocky. After they phoned me and said she was back home, yeah, I'm your prophet. I'm a prophet now. No, that still doesn't qualify you to operate in the office of a prophet. It's a gift of the Spirit. You can even operate the gift of prophecy without you being called into the office of a prophet. They are two different things. By the grace of God, this year we'll go into all the offices. The office of an apostle, of a pastor, of a teacher, of an evangelist, and of a prophet. You see all of that in the light of the old covenant and in the new, so that we can have a balance. And then so that you don't begin to patronize people and run after people when you have the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, when you can pray and listen and God will speak to you. Jeremiah 33 and verse 3, God said, "Call upon me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things which you don't know. And what you don't know, you do not know. But I want to show you what you don't know." One of the ways it shows us sometimes is the word of wisdom. There's also the word of knowledge. Now, word of knowledge is usually connected to the past. I could be praying with you, or we could be in a prayer meeting, and a word comes for you and says, "Well, there's somebody here, last year you lost so, so, and so, and so. And it's real. You know, ah, man, this is me. I lost so, so, and so, and so last year. Okay, now, the Lord is saying it is well with you. And that a restoration is coming. Glory be to God. Now, that is now taking you into word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, into word of wisdom. Because word of wisdom will now show what God is going to do. Word of knowledge can tell you about what has happened. It's usually connected to the past. And we have plenty, plenty of those examples in the Bible. I've taught on that series already. But I do hope that maybe this year again, I'm able to teach it again. The gifts of the Spirit. But I don't want to teach the gift without teaching the fruit. The fruit of the Spirit builds character in you. The gift can make you cocky. When you operate in the power gift, for example, when you can tell a bird, "You bird, stay there," and it stays, whoa, mighty man of God. But if you don't have character, it will crush you. That lack of character will crush you. That's why you see a lot of Nigerian preachers are very arrogant. Very arrogant. Some of them, I love them, but I don't like them. I don't like them. So understand me. When I like you, you are my friend. I want to be with you. I love them because they are people of God. But you see, you are a man of God. You are not God of man. When you begin to talk in such a way as though you were an authority over the flock of Jesus, you are setting yourself up. And Satan is very subtle. He will tell you, with all this power you are displaying, can't you see you are a man of God? Very subtle. God is really using you. It's because of your fasting and prayer. Engage some more. You are a powerful man. That's when you will come on the microphone and Ms. Yan and direct people's lives as if you were their God. We need to be very, 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 very careful about that. Let the Lord Jesus take his place while you remain humble. If a miracle happens in your ministry, you are not the miracle worker. He's the owner of the gift. There's a gift called working of miracles. It does not originate from man. It's a gift of the Spirit. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12, now concerning spiritual gift, I will not have you ignorant. But some people, when certain things begin to operate in their lives, like even this word of wisdom, when you begin to say it and it's happening, you are saying it and it's happening, you are saying it and it's happening, pride can set in. And I see a lot of arrogance with Nigerian preachers. A lot of arrogance. Where they look at God's people like, you didn't die for them. You show up in a place and everybody has to be on their knees because you are coming. What? What for? So what? It is well. And I can tell you that God hates pride. James told us that, the brother of the Lord Jesus, in James chapter 4, 1 Peter chapter 5, Peter told us that as well. These people spent quality time with the Lord. They said to us, as if word for word, the Lord resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. If anything is happening through you, it's only happening through you. You are a vessel, you are not the source. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying? You don't have to be an apostle to be proud. Even young people like you can be proud. Because you prayed for someone, then it happened. Don't lord it over them. You are not the Lord of their lives. Keep it simple. Oh, you got a testimony. Glory be to God. And if I pray for you and there's no word, none here. We have prayed. Glory be to God. A woman came to our church and met the lead pastor. She had an issue. And the lead pastor counseled her and prayed for her. And when they were done praying, the woman asked him in Yoruba language, Erin Kokoni. And you can read on it. We have prayed. She wanted prophecy. And you see, because sometimes they push these so-called men of God around, they also generate prophecies for them. Prophecies that are not from the Holy Ghost. But the people wanted prophecy. So they must come up with some. That's why they will say, you need to do something so that you not be barren to a woman who has got 4 children already. Because they know Nigerians like prophecy. It is your right to be led by the Spirit of God. God wants to lead you. God doesn't want us to be like the mule that has no understanding. He doesn't want us to live our lives like animals that you have to hold their mouth with a bit to lead them. God wants to be involved in your everyday decision. He wants to lead you so that you can fulfill his purpose for your life. That's in that fulfillment is your blessing. Blessing is not so difficult like we paint it. Like, oh God, you have to rend the heavens, break the heavens. No. If you will obey the simple, simple leading of every day, I'm telling you, your life will never be the same again. Let me show you an Old Testament scripture. Deuteronomy 32. When God found Jeshurun. Jeshurun is Jacob. Deuteronomy 32 from verse 9. Deuteronomy 32 from verse 9. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in the desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. We are talking about how to be led by the Spirit of God. God led Jacob about. He instructed him. God instructed Jacob. God doesn't advise people. He's not an advisor. He's an instructor. He instructs. You can't advise him. He knows more than you. Does God know more than us? So is it in our best interest for us to listen to him? He instructed him, comma, he kept him as the apple of his eye. Because those who are led by God and who are instructed by God are kept by him. Are kept by him. If he tells you don't take that route this morning, take this route. And you listen to him and you take the route he tells you, he will keep you. But you take the wrong route and he warns you, he checks your spirit, don't take that route. You say, no, I will read Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say, of the Lord is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Okay. You go down that route, whatever you see is what you get. God doesn't like disobedience. There are no disobedient Christians. It's either you're a Christian or you're a disobedient being. Not only did he keep him as the apple of his eye. Next verse. As an eagle, stirreth up a nest, fluttereth over a young, spreadeth abroad her wings, takes them, bears them on her wings. So the Lord Yad-Heh-Vav-Heh alone. You don't need God plus Alpha. You don't need God plus Olonde. You don't need God plus a special charmed ring. You don't need God plus a favor oil. Huh? You don't need God plus Kanya Mata. You don't need God plus Tira. God alone. See, some ladies buy favor oil on the internet. So the way when they rub it on their head and put it on their tongue, they talk to you like this, you do it. Anything they ask you, you just give them money. Men just, unfortunately, if it's their father, they see that the father can fall in love with them. Biological father, who is not born again. The Lord alone. Somebody say the Lord alone. Jesus too. For me, Jesus is enough for me. Jesus alone. He is more than enough for me. He is more than enough for you. You don't need any extra. Don't take anything from it. Don't let them cut soap for you. You don't need the soap. The Lord alone. Now, there was a man who was led by the Lord alone. How did he end up? Let's go back to that scripture. The Lord alone did lead him. And there was no strange God with him. When the Holy Ghost was writing this scripture, he had us in mind for us to read, understand, learn, and do it. So that our lives can turn out the same way these people got results from God. And even much better. There was no strange God with him. Today, people go to church and they have something in their pocket. A small God in their pocket. They go to prayer mountains, sir. Prayer mountains. And they have gods in their pocket. Some pastors were asked to donate suits so that they could send them to missionaries in the villages. They had forgotten when they donated their suit. And the people that collected the suit were checking the pocket. They were bringing out charms from pastor suits. Because by the time they said, yay, the rams and the goats in the congregation, they would have shouted amen. They would not even wait for the man to finish Jesus. Baba wa ti Olorun aye age le fe. Ba olubun ba ori ba she ba ba. evangelists are posing today as pastors. Pastor Sunday morning, herbalist Sunday night. Many are deeply, deeply involved in occultism, including Pentecostal pastors. In the name of prominence, someone like me, I'm too patient. I can't be doing Bible study less than 100 people. What's the meaning of that? Come, just light one candle. The place will be jam-packed. And the offering will be good. As you tell them now, I want to put AC here, one person will write check. Straight up. In no time, pastor is having like 20 cars. Yes, Lexus, anyone, Prado, everything, Benz, whatever. And they have the result. Va, 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 like fire. It burns. Va, va, va. That man becomes the happening man in town. But how many of them have lasted 20 years? Like ye. They don't even last 10 years. There's one I know in this city now. They chased him from his place where he has his church. I don't want to mention. They chased him. Then he went to start in another place. The person telling me the gist said, some Islamic clerics are now fighting him. Why? Because he took power from them. And they said in his preaching, he's now condemning certain things that they do. I said, Aboya Wererini. Have you forgotten? We gave you the power you are using. Now you are using your microphone on your altar to preach against what we are doing. That led to their fight. Not because he's born again. He just feels, let me say these things. You know, some things you say, people will think that you are not doing it. Because you have something to hide. When people hammer too much on certain things, they have something to hide. More often than not. Many of them out there. But Jacob, the Holy Ghost testified, there was no strange God within. Only God alone. Is God enough? Is God enough? Can he protect us? Can he provide for us? See what God did for him. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth. May you ride on the high places of the earth. Amen. This is lifting. It be Galilee. On the high places. Enough is enough with doing business in the low places. Now, God made him ride. He didn't ride by himself. God made him ride on the high places. Because one of the names of God, one of his covenant names is the Most High God. So if you want to ride on the high places, the Most High can take you to the high places. Why? That he might eat. EAT. What do you mean? O fun mi lonje o baba ara to mo yi omo. To eat the increase of the fields. My goodness. No poverty around him. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock. Honey out of the rock. The rock is hard and dry. God commanded a miracle from the impossible places. Honey out of the rock. In its purest form. He didn't have to be catching bees all over the place. Bee, run after a chase. No. Out of the rock. Pure. God made him do that. And oil out of the flinty rock. Oil. How does oil come out of a rock? Oil flowing from a rock. God is telling you, I do the impossible. Impossible is my area of specialty. So you can't get a job. You are past the age. God says you have the job. Nobody said amen. Butter of kine. Look at the kind of food God gave him. And milk of sheep with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan and goats. Isiewu. Asu. with the fat of kidneys of wheat. With the fat of kidneys of wheat. She wheat only kidney in your lung. Choice. Choice food. The choicest. And thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. Grape has blood. The juice. Pure. 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 Not the one you drink, you fall into gutter. No, no alcohol. Pure blood. Kido, breno, stavalose. Hallelujah. Unfortunately for Jacob, he waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxing fat, thou art grown thick, oh thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him. God is the maker. And lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. Don't do that. That's what happens when people become prosperous. They forget the God that blessed them. How many God has lifted from this house? They don't know us again today. Who started from zero, nowhere, minus zero, minus 15. That's where they started from. Not even zero. But don't be like that. Amen? But we have seen from this scripture that when God leads a man, he will feed the man. Did you hear what I said? Those who are led by God are kept by God. First of all, he talked about he kept him, right? Those who are led by God are kept by God. One. Two. Those who are led by God are fed by God. Throughout the famine in Nigeria, you'll be fed. Amen. And you will feed well. Amen. Can I have an amen? Amen? Let me wrap up tonight. Under 3 minutes. There's a difference between the spirit and the soul. And we must know that. As believers, God will lead you by his spirit in your spirit. Say his spirit. His Holy Spirit in my spirit. So, if you're born again, your spirit man is saved, born again. The Holy Spirit is living inside your spirit. So, when God is going to lead you, it will be a spirit-spirit communication. God will not talk to your mind. He won't talk to your soul. He will talk to your spirit. Are you getting what I'm saying? Proverbs 20:27. First, Proverbs 20:27. We need to be very fast with this. It says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. I said this last week. Searching through all the inward parts of the belly. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. It didn't say the soul of man. I want to make a difference, show you a difference. I want to distinguish between the spirit and soul. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. So when God wants to light you up, what part of you does it light up? Your spirit, your soul, or your body? Your spirit. Your spirit. Don't forget that. You are a spirit. God lights up your spirit. The spirit of man, not the soul of man. The soul of man is not the candle of the Lord. The body of man is definitely not the candle of the Lord. Now, go to Gloriando Steba. Haglo Cobria Stofrene. John chapter 7, verses 37 to 39. John chapter 7. That's how to remember things when you forget. Pray in the Holy Ghost and then they will give it to you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. John 7, 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus, the head of the church, stood and cried, singing, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. What was he talking about? Next verse. But this spake he of the spirit which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified. So that river of living waters out of his belly, the Bible says he was referring to the Holy Spirit. Is that right? Is that right? Juxtapose the two scriptures. Proverbs 20:27. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Searching through all the inward parts of the belly. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So God leads you from your spirit. Can I have an amen? Amen. It comes out of your belly. That's why when you pray in the Holy Ghost, take some time to listen. Because instructions will come from here,
from here. Geno mahale krute meketuza bande ufkalishta bare kote geduba bria kata romostina hale korabahande.
And then you listen. And then you listen. The leading will not come from outside. It will come from your inside. The kingdom of God is within you. Amen. I was praying with a lady, a beloved sister, one of our sisters. She was in the choir. She was the head of the choir, Expressionals, that year. A medical student. And she needed to get something done. And they were giving her trouble in UI and UCH because she should have gotten it done, but some paperwork went wrong. And in fact, they were telling her that they could criminalize the case and prosecute her for that. That it was forgery, it was this and that. Somebody was almost putting her into trouble. All because she wanted to go and do something like IT. You know, medical people don't do IT, they have their terms for it. So she had applied to National Hospital in Abuja. When she applied to a school abroad, they did not respond. So she applied to National Hospital Abuja. By the time those ones responded, the school in South Africa also responded. So she had double, and that was the problem. So nobody gets double. It's fraudulent. It's fraud. So she came to Bible study. Pastor, this is my situation. This is my... I said, come on. Weep not. After Bible study, we just stood here, right here. I stood right here. Right here, she stood right here. And then we, I said, let us pray. 5 minutes. Kendo mahales tu preando Steve Lahande, Leko, Bretus, Tembrahale, Kosha, Leno, Peres, Tali, Faro. As we were praying, I was listening in my spirit. I was listening for instructions. Lord, what are you saying? Kino, Mali. She had an appointment to see the subdean in UCH the next day at 12 noon, whether UCH or UI. Subdean. She needed to see the subdean. That was the last point where she would either be prosecuted or it would be approved. And then once it was approved, no more problems. But if it wasn't approved, big problems. About 3 minutes into the prayer, I heard from my belly, subdean approve. I didn't add to it. Whether it makes sense in English or not, it doesn't matter to me because God cannot commit grammatical blunders. Can I have an amen to that? Who is the owner of grammar anyway? I squeezed her hand when I got that information here. In my spirit, I scream, subdean, approve, in the name of Jesus. Amen. End of prayer. Pastor, yeah, end of prayer. Subdean, approve. Amen. She didn't argue. So she went home with that word, subdean, approve. Subdean, approve. By 12 noon, she went to subdean. About 12:30, hello, pastor! Subdean has approved. Glory be to God. And she went to South Africa. She was there for a couple of weeks for a medical program. And she came back and said, Pastor, guess what? In South Africa, when people go to hospital, they feed them. They give them food. So some people actually, even when they are not sick, they can cut their toe with razor blade and bleed a little bit. And they walk into the hospital and say, I am sick. Because they will take care of them. They give them free food. Say, my God, are we in Africa together, South Africa? And then she bought me some very nice ties. And said, Pastor, the tie you wear to preach. Those days I used to wear ties. Like Petra reminded me tonight. I think I need to go and get my white shirt and ties again. Because I like the way this guy was looking today. Praise God. And she bought me very nice ties, man. And I wore it. And I showed the church. So then, approve. Glory to God. And I've seen that again and again. When she was going to apply for the visa, we did the same thing. God gave a word. We pronounced the word. It happened. But it will be in your spirit, not in your head. Now, this head is very restless. This is where you have the soul, the mind, the will, and the emotions. Those three powerhouses. So it's not easy to have peace here. There's a lot of chaos going on. But guess what? In Psalm 23, can we look at the soul? Go to Psalm 23. And you need to meditate on this. And I'm telling you, you will sleep well tonight. I don't know who had sleeping problems. You will sleep well tonight. It said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Don't be agitated by the condition of Nigeria. When the Lord is your shepherd, the shepherd knows where the grass is green. Amen. Now, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Because he's the one leading me. Those who are led by God are fed by God. You remember that? He leadeth me beside the still waters.
nipa omi didakeroro.
Still waters. This will still every storm in your mind. Every agitation. Still waters. Still waters. You tell your soul, calm down. Verse 3. He restoreth my soul. Now, when you got born again, your spirit got born again, saved. Your soul did not get born again. The soul is in the process of being saved. Your spirit was saved. Your soul till today is being saved. Your body, that one is not saved at all, but shall be saved. That will be in the day of the Lord. When we drop this mortality for immortality. We drop this corruption for the incorruptible body. Are you getting what I'm saying? So, what is the process? The word used here, it restoreth my soul, was the same word, the equivalent of it, was used by Paul the Apostle in Romans 12. Let's go there quickly. What does it mean for the soul to be restored? Romans 12 and verse 2. Romans 12 and verse 2. He says, now I'm wrapping this up. Get this. You need to get this. I'm wrapping it up now. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The word renewing there has the same meaning as the word restored in the Old Testament. It restores my soul. In other words, as your soul or your mind is being renewed, how does it get renewed? By the word of God. When you stay in the word, when you meditate on the word will begin to bathe your mind. The mind is very dirty. The word is the water that washes it, gives you the thoughts of God, takes out all the hellish thoughts that you have. Small, small thoughts. You can't be big. How can you make it in life? Hey, people that are young in your family, just be preparing. Crazy thoughts. The word of God will begin to tear them down and begin to give you new thoughts. Oh, come on. You're going to live, baby. You won't die. See yourself being very successful. You are going to be the trailblazer in your family. What nobody has ever achieved, you are going to achieve it. The word of God begins to replace those negative thoughts. Your soul is being restored. Are you getting what I'm saying? And all the former appetites of, I want to have sex today. When last did I have sex? The word of God will begin to tell you, your body is not for fornication, but for the Lord. And the Lord for the body. The temple, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You can be on that for 1 month, just thinking, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. It's not good to make the temple dirty, you, because the Holy Spirit is the owner of the temple. I'm not the owner. The word is renewing your mind. So when those fleshly appetites come, you cast them down. And 1 month, you celebrate your celibacy. 2 months, you celebrate your purity walk. I've seen God's word work like that. A lady in this church, she wasn't a nurse. She was not even a member of the church. She just used to come every Sunday, and the message was hitting her back to back. I didn't know who she was. I didn't know who was in the house. Me, I was just preaching what the Lord led me to preach. She came to my DM, 4 a.m., loads of messages. Finally, we had an appointment. Finally, we saw each other. Beautiful girl, a nurse, had a job, had a boyfriend. But then she was servicing the boyfriend every Sunday. Go and meet him in his place of work in the hospital. Something will happen. You know, she will go to church. And I think she was a pastor's kid, something like that. You know, the devil just likes to mess up our testimonies, but he's failed. Can I have an amen to that? And then, you know, good girl. But this one thing in her life, it was just this one thing. So I know good people do bad things sometimes. I understand that, but the Lord will help you. Can I have an amen? So we started the purity journey. 1 month, no sex. First of all, I told her, go and break that relationship. Has he married you? No, sir. He has not even come to meet my parents. Koleni respect for him. He has not even come to meet your parents. You are just giving him free of charge. Who know life free something? He will finish you. Go and break it. She broke it. The guy didn't even beg her. It was good riddance to bad rubbish. She came back crying, Pastor, he didn't even beg. He didn't beg. I said, Why will he beg? He has seen everything. If he closes his eyes like this, he can tell you your body anatomy. That doesn't add to you as a lady. 1 month, nothing. 2 months, no sex. 3 months. That was how we marked 6 months. That was how we marked 1 year. That was how we marked 2 years. Glory to God. She's married now. I was at her wedding. I was very glad. In fact, I was on retreat when she brought the new bobo that God provided, a man of God. The two of them came to see me. I said, come and see me at my retreat. I don't see anybody when I go for retreat. But the two of you, I will see you. They brought wine. They brought wine to my retreat. I said, I can't be drinking wine at retreat. Now, for your information, it's not wine that has alcohol. Fruit wine. Fruit wine. They are married now, enjoying their lives. I told her, if you want God's best, sexual purity is very important. And I said that to all of you young people. Please. If you're having sex with somebody, it will be difficult to hear God. You will say, that person is the will of God. Pastor, I love him. And it's the wrongest relationship. This guy will beat you. He will beat you in future. God knows. He's an animal. But I don't know how to say it again now. If I say don't marry, say, Pastor, I love him. You don't love him. It's the sex that you are having that has tied you down. Say, oh no, I love him with all my heart and my soul. You don't love him. And he, God, does not love you. Even God to burst your bubble. When he finishes with you and you go, someone else will come. This is what leads ladies to rehab. They are trying to rehabilitate somebody now. I was telling my wife, I said, is it that boy? He's a goat. Community benefit. He's a goat. He's just an opportunist. When you tell the ladies, face your life. School, you will not go. You went to school, you didn't finish. You went to sit down in the boy's house. Say, we are building a career together. Now he has left you now. He has left you. He has moved on. Eh? Do you know what I'm talking about? People are acting as if you know what I'm talking about. Please, when are we going to have Pink and Purple Connect? I think we are due. I think we need to talk. We need to talk relationship, Abby. It's part of being led by the Spirit of God. I can guarantee you, if you marry God's will for your life, it's not that challenges will not come, but the rate at which you will make it in life. You'll be asking yourself, for like, why didn't you marry 10 years ago? You'll be asking yourself, why didn't you marry like 10 years ago? What have I been waiting for? Because one will chase 1,000. Two, we put 10,000 to flight. But be led by the Spirit of God. Don't be led by your emotions. Emotion is a department in the soul and is very strong. Don't be led by emotions. The will is another department. And when you do the two, one bad come. The will, very strong. God said, Jonah, he says, go to Nineveh. He went to Tarshish. He got a visa and bought a ticket and was on his way to Tarshish. Fish had to swallow him. Now, how many people will God be using fish to swallow before they obey God? Human beings, they trouble God too much. Very stubborn. And no, you see that Samson? God told him, see, you are a Nazirite. This locks, don't tell anybody the secret of your power. He told the woman. After, he now started crying, God, please, let my hair grow again. God, please, let me avenge more people at my death. We don't listen. We are very stubborn. You know the part of us that is very stubborn? Our soul and the flesh. Especially this flesh. Plan that you want to fast tomorrow Friday. By 6 a.m., your body will wake you up. I am hungry. By 11, no, I will fast. No, in the name of Jesus, I will fast. 11 a.m., your eye will be doing bri-bri. Your tongue, what do you call that, taste bud, will start changing. If you push till 1 p.m., some people, they start feeling symptoms of malaria. I preached on Sunday. A lady, I close with this. A lady was in the service. She's a nursing student. Not in LLA, in UCH. Glory to God. We now have somebody from UCH. Nurse. She now sent me a voice note. Hey, Pastor, you really preach today. But you see, when you were now talking about that, some people, they fast. When it's now 12, that they will now break it. that they should grow. They should grow. Pastor, sometimes, hi, but when somebody's having heat stroke, heat stroke. And then my eye now, she now came and said, it's me, Pastor. Heat stroke. And then my eyes will now be turning as if I want to faint. Like I want to pass out. Say, Pastor, I normally break. Oh, I break by sometimes 12, sometimes 3. What do you have to say? I said, all I have to say is that ask the Holy Spirit to help you. You cannot continue like that as a Christian. There are doctors that are fasting. There are nurses who fast. It's not about profession. If we begin to give excuse for everybody, nobody will fast. Stand on your feet, everybody. Have you been blessed tonight?
Yes, sir.
Don't come alone next Thursday. It will be a sin. Tell your neighbor, it will be a sin to come alone next Thursday. So bring somebody when you are coming. Hallelujah. I believe that this season the Lord will lead us. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We are so grateful and we bless your name. Thank you for everything that you have said, you have done. We trust you for more. We are open. Lord, teach us more. Lord, teach us more so that we will be led every day of our lives by your Spirit. So we don't go into error. So we walk according to the dictates of your Holy Spirit and our lives will become successful, significant, and will bring glory to your holy name. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen.
Thank you once again for listening to this message. We hope it has been a blessing to you. Our goal is to show you the God of the Bible so that you can know him intimately, beyond religion, and rediscover purpose in him. Please connect with us on all our social media platforms at XPHNG or join us in our live services at Mokola Ibadan for fellowship and partnership. God bless you.